Hi, and welcome to Mama Isis Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I have decided to do a tarot and medium reading tonight on Caro Jordan. Here is what was said in the news article I found online. Family members of Caro Jordan, the young boy whose body was found in a suitcase in southern Indiana this spring, are speaking out after his remains were identified this week. Caro Jordan's great-grandmother, Mary Jane Jordan, said his mother took him one day, and his family in Atlanta never saw him again. Police have issued an arrest warrant for the child's mother, Dwayne Anderson. So we obviously know that she was on the run for a couple years, and they finally found her. The four cards that I pulled for this reading are the Queen of Swords in the upright, the Knight of Pentacles in the reverse, the King of Swords in the upright, and the Seven of Pentacles in the upright. I decided to use a cat tarot deck because I thought that Caro might enjoy that. Maybe it would be easier for him to talk to me through these tarot cards. Who doesn't love cats? I love cats. They're my favorite. Well, I love dogs too. Now, going into this in the Knight of Pentacles, I really think this will be a controversial thing that I will be saying that may upset people, and that's not my intent. However, the Knight of Pentacles shows that the father doesn't come through completely innocent. Maybe there was some sort of contact that he's not talking about that happened in those 3 years that he said that he didn't have any contact. It seems like there's more pieces to the puzzle. Now, before we continue, I want to make a note that it was clear that the U.S. government, pedophilia, and prostitution and drugs had came through on this reading about the mother. For whatever random reason, there was a discussion about cops that no matter what their color is, they could be joining in on pedophilia, drugs, and being a part of groups that do bad things to children, and they may have an agenda to want to hurt people of color, regardless if it's a cop that's even black, because of so much that they get from the whites in the government. I found that bizarre. It shouldn't have surprised me, but I always wondered why a person that was black would support this crazy white agenda. When we all matter, right? All of us matter. We all agree to that. I mean, we should. It's 2024, people. So there showed an instigation of wanting this little boy hurt that the U.S. government did take part of because of these groups in the background on the streets that they're involved in. And hurting a black little boy was something that, you know, maybe they would be rewarded for. What exactly are these black cops getting from the whites and the U.S. government? They must really get a huge payoff by hurting other people of color. Even though they are black, they must get so much. I do want to note that when it comes to black men as well, as far as being out in the public, this card definitely touches on how black men are targeted to be tested many times and instigated to do bad things by the U.S. government in the background. And even cops. So going into the King of Swords, this touches on how the mother was more aloof and dumb. She basically was more of the person that was telling the other girl what to do. The other girl that was a part of this crime was Dawn Coleman. And I found that in the news, it wasn't really stated how much she took part in the crime so much. But I think that she took a very large role in the killing of Caro. Due to the status of the mother thinking that she was some princess, she was more involved in telling this other girl what to do. Yes, she took part in the killing of her son. But Dawn Coleman, I believe, did all the dirty work. At least most of it. Now, let's dive deeper into why this mother calls herself a princess and why she comes off the way that she does. I decided to dig pretty deep on this issue. If you watch the video of her, it's clear that there's some kind of mental problem going on. I was trying to figure out what she believed in and why she thought the way that she does. But when I dug deeper, I found that the reason why she did what she did had a lot to do with her belief in Allah. She believes that she's a princess because she believes she is a relative of the gods. Now, I want to go deeper into this reading, and it's fine if you don't believe me. I know it sounds a little crazy. Not everybody believes in reincarnation, but the Queen of Swords in this reading was describing the difference between reincarnation and people who have lived long, unnatural lives. Now, that's something I believe the government does. I believe that they're able to live longer, unnatural lives. I find this in my readings, in my tarot and medium readings, that people have lived longer than what they say or what they appear to have lived. So we see that the mother comes across when she talks like she's from another time. And this can be something that happens when you're a reincarnate. When you've been here before, this is something that can happen because you at one point have been here and you lived in another time. And maybe the trauma in her brain is revealing that. And maybe she's talking the way that she is. However, in her brain, she feels that she's a princess because she followed through with doing what she did to her son. She was able to orchestrate it and basically be the boss of it. Dawn Coleman, on the other hand, the reading came through for her that she was actually in the military. And that is why these people are dangerous when they have different identities and they get new ones, that eventually they can be criminals in the public. So she was in the military and she killed people. Well, eventually, now that she's got this new identity in the public, now it's possible that she may start to kill people in the public because she was a killer at one time in the past, or was trained to be one. Spirit was explaining that when you have these people that have these different identities in the government and have actually lived longer lives than what they say, they can have these same kind of behaviors where they can act old as well. Spirit wanted me to know that the U.S. government had actually lost a lot of identities of people in the government that had lived longer lifetimes. And so they know that they're out there, but due to secrecy and wanting to cover that up, they actually destroyed that info and instead just gave them a new life. Throughout the reading, as we move back into the Knight of Pentacles, into the reverse, the first card that I pulled, Spirit kept saying it was the U.S. government's fault. They knew. They checked in. They knew. They could have done something about it. They have cameras. They were spying on us and throughout the murder of this little boy. Spirit even stated that the government could have done something about it because they had access to some sort of technology to spy in on this situation. The Knight of Pentacles really discussed a lot, and that even the government will not step in, even though they have technology to spy on people and stop these crimes, that there is some sort of business that is ran where people sell this info and they make money from it. So they could watch a whole murderer. And the government completely knows about it because they can spy on people. But for whatever reason, that becomes profit to them. Found that very sick. So when the government goes into court and they're like, oh, this person is guilty, this person committed this crime, the U.S. government is just as guilty because they spy on people and they know about these crimes, yet they don't do anything to stop it. And they're there to spy on people as well. It also stated in this reading that there were people that would be actors and actresses and they would be with the government. They would check up on these people and they didn't do anything to help this little boy. I'm unsure if the mother of Caro would even share this with anybody. But the reason that she did the crimes that she did was because of what she believes in as far as Muslim religion, Allah. And she seemed very passionate about it. She seemed to not be all crazy about religion and to just basically make her own story about Allah. People can believe in a deity and practice some of their practices, yet they'll kind of go out of religion and have their own belief systems about that deity. She believes as a relative of a deity or other deities that she is something very special. She seems to have this false idea in her mind that she has money and that she's extremely rich. This is something that comes through when it comes to the spirits that come through on my tarot. Based on this reading and coming into the reading and it immediately talking about the dad, I am unsure if he's going to be persecuted as well. The mother of Caro comes through as completely aloof, absolutely dumb, believing in whatever it is that she does with the Muslim religion. And she has this belief that her son isn't dead. Coming into the reading, her spirit kept saying, because I do an old-fashioned channeling where I can channel the living as well, she kept saying he's not dead. So I wonder if Muslims in a way believe that when a child dies, that they really don't die. Dwayne Anderson is clearly a mentally unstable mother, and she had gotten this way based off of this reading and the Seven of Pentacles and the upright from drugs, prostitution. And speaking with Caro Jordan, he was clearly sexually molested and things had happened to him that showed that he was abused anyway, regarding to both parents, based off of this reading. There are things that happened to him that aren't appropriate for me to say on my podcast of how badly this boy was abused physically and sexually. Speaking further to him, he explained to me about the mind. He said, well, I'm still there. My mind is still there. He was explaining that sometimes when you pass, sometimes the mind is just still going. He said, my stomach still hurts and I still hurt. And of course, I comforted him and told him it was going to be okay and everything was okay. But it was clear that he was in a good place. What can we learn from this reading? I think cases like this make the world see how sacred and special children are and how it's so important for nobody to ever abuse a child. Caro Jordan was obviously a very sweet spirit who didn't deserve to go through what he did. On the news channel, the man that found his body finally found out his name and he stated, Caro Jordan. That is a cool name. Thank you so much for listening to Mama Isis podcast. I enjoy every adventure with you. Please come back. Blessed be.